listeners. I'm Erin.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Will.
I'm CJ.
And today we will be discussing healthcare in Brazil and comparing it to the US. Now let's dive into some statistics. The population of Brazil is 212.6 million people. They have an infant mortality rate of 11.83 deaths per 1,000 births and a life expectancy of 75.88 years. In healthcare expenditure, 9.1% of the GDP goes towards healthcare, and $676 per capita goes towards healthcare. Now let's compare that to the US. The US has a population of 329.5 million. The US has an infant mortality rate of 5.9 deaths per 1,000 births, which is half of Brazil's rate. And the life expectancy is 78.79 years. In healthcare expenditure, the US spends 16.9% of the GDP towards healthcare, which is almost double Brazil's, and $10,000 per capita, which is more than 10 times what Brazil pays per capita.
So now I'm gonna discuss access to healthcare and care quality in Brazil. So there the government provides universal healthcare to all the people who are legally in Brazil. So that includes like international students and all the citizens. While the government covers 100% of the population, around 23% are covered by private insurance. However, it's expensive, so many citizens can't afford it, but it does provide higher quality services to those people who can. In Brazil, the physician density is 2.8 per 1,000 people in the population, meaning they're in a shortage. So the government provides public hospitals with free care, but since there's a shortage of physicians, there's extremely long wait times for care, which then causes overcrowdedness in the hospitals, and the quality of the services are poor since they're free and overutilized. And similar to the US, rural areas there and other low-income areas have a lack of access to healthcare and poor medical education, but the government is working to improve those disparities through programs and other things. They're also trying to improve the quality of care, and they are doing this by a performance index that tracks access and effectiveness and other indicators related to healthcare.
Compared to Brazil, access to healthcare and care quality in the US is very similar. The US healthcare system is based on public and private insurance. Public insurance is represented by Medicare and Medicaid. 34% of the country uses public insurance. Medicaid was made to help families with low income and resources are funded through state taxes so states can expand Medicaid eligibility. Private insurance uses three systems. Employer-sponsored insurance is the main form Americans receive health insurance. The system is financed by both employers and employees, with the employees paying most of the premium. Individual market is another system used to help individuals who are self-employed or retired. This system allows insurance companies to deny people coverage, charge higher premiums, or refuse to cover a particular medical condition. The last private insurance system is the Affordable Care Act, used to expand access to health coverage and provide new benefits for people that already have health insurance. Around 8% of Americans don't have any health insurance. This group is made up of many minorities and low-income families. Access to healthcare is an issue in the US because many people can't afford it, so they don't receive it.
In recent years, Brazil has experienced two major health crises, the Zika virus and the COVID-19 virus. The first ever case of the Zika virus was in October 2014, and by 2016, the virus had spread to almost every major city in Brazil. The World Health Organization declared a state of public health emergency of international concern. The Brazilian Primary Health Network expanded their coverage of services to battle the epidemic. The most recent health crisis that Brazil has experienced is the COVID-19 virus. Brazil has the most deaths due to COVID in all of South America and has the second highest death count in the world, second only to the US. The president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, could be to blame for the lack of control of COVID in Brazil because he never implemented a nationwide lockdown and allowed things within their borders to remain somewhat normal.
COVID-19 was a major health issue with the most deaths in the world for the US. Many US citizens are diagnosed with obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Lots of these diseases are preventable, but individuals can't do a lot once they are diagnosed.
All right, so let's discuss some strengths and weaknesses.
So some obvious strengths and weaknesses for both countries. For Brazil, some strengths would be that basically every citizen in Brazil is able to get some form of care. Some of the weaknesses is that the care isn't the best for most of the citizens that are on the public plan. For America, 91% of people are insured, and because of this, that the care quality is much better. Some of the weaknesses are obviously like the 8-9% of people that aren't on coverage. You have to pay a lot. Both countries, some weaknesses were how they handled the COVID virus. America, of course, was number one in something. I'm also pretty sure that U.S. was kind of in charge of like handling COVID for Brazil, so we can kind of just like omit both of those because they were both just really bad.
So which system do we think is better?
Personally, I think it's fair to say that both systems are good in some aspects and some are bad in some aspects. I think personally, I would give the edge to the U.S. Just to reiterate some of the points that we said earlier, that the care is much better, 91% of people, and just the quality of care, the technology is the best. So personally, I'd say the U.S. is the best.
That's interesting, CJ. I think Brazil's healthcare is a lot better just because the government provides universal healthcare to all people who are legally in Brazil, even including international students.
I would say while universal healthcare is a great advantage of the Brazil system, overall, I think the United States has more advantages.
I agree. I think that the medical technology and education in the U.S. outweighs the positives of Brazil.